Good morning. Buenos dias. Thank you for joining us. My name is Yvette Penalopez. I'm the Director of Legislation and Intergovernmental Affairs for the Blue-Green Alliance. We are a partnership between 9 labor unions and 4 environmental organizations, working together to promote good, green, clean energy jobs and a clean and safe environment. We are joined today by Latino leaders urging opposition to California's Proposition 23, the effort to repeal the state's landmark clean energy jobs and clean air legislation, and to discuss the economic and public health benefits of California's clean air and clean energy law to Latinos in California. With California's unemployment crisis and with Latino unemployment at more than 14%, we need to create jobs. These clean air and clean energy standards are expected to create more than 100,000 jobs in the state and have already positioned the state as a leader in clean tech investment. Meanwhile, we're making strides to protect the public health of Californians. But a deceitful ballot initiative, largely funded by oil companies in Texas, is threatening to repeal these standards, and we can't let that happen. We all deserve to live in communities that are safe from the dangers of pollution in the air we breathe and the water we drink. Workers and environmentalists understand that we can have both a clean environment and good jobs, but only if we support strong policies that propel large-scale investment in clean energy, which is why it is critical that voters in California defeat Proposition 23. As I stated earlier, we are joined by very prestigious leaders in the Latino community, and so we will be conducting the question and answer period in both Spanish and English if press would like to ask questions in Spanish as well. And so joining us today is Eliseo Medina, the International Secretary Treasurer of Service Employees International Union, SEIU. Also, Lillian Rodriguez Lopez, President of Hispanic Federation, Vice Chair of the National Latino Coalition on Climate Change. Hector Sanchez, Executive Director of Labor of Council for Latin American Advancement and Vice Chair of the National Latino Coalition on Climate Change. Willie Solis, Business Representative, Sheet Metal Worker, Local 104 from Santa Clara County. And Alicia Rivera, Wilmington Community Organizer, Communities for a Better Environment. I'd like to welcome our speakers and begin with Eliseo Medina. Eliseo.
Thank you very much, Yvette, and thank all of you for joining us this morning. My name is Eliseo Medina. I'm International Secretary Treasurer of SEIU. SEIU has 2.2 million members across the country. Of those, 500,000 members are Latinos. And in our membership, we include janitors, social workers, security officers, home care workers, school and university employees, healthcare workers, and city, county, and state employees. As we prepare to go to the polls next week, we are mindful that the results of this election will have a major impact on our ability to rebuild our state